Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. A very, very ridiculously late start time on this here podcasting program. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They're awesome. Go there and shop for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart, dune buggy, snowmobile, side-by-side, Yamaha golf cart, everything. I mean, you just walk into that place and it's like, oh my God, it's fucking awesome. They're great over there. Thank you. They're in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Impact Power Sports. Thank you so much. Also, welcome in Tag Accounting. 3 months a year, Tag Accounting markets themselves on the show. It's at tax time, which is right now. Get on Tag Accounting's radar to get your taxes done from anywhere in the U.S. 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. The best. Tag's been doing my taxes, both personal and business-related, for years. So outstanding. There you go. Tag Accounting is who you want to call. They're online at tagcpa.net, 616-301-9516. Okay. Got the Lions hat going today. I pulled this one out of the drawer. I love this hat. I had two, but I think one of the dogs ate the other one. Lions are... waiting to see who they play in this first game. I had said inaccurately, go figure, that they would play the winner of the Vikings and the Rams. That's not necessarily true at all. They could play one of many of the teams. Doesn't matter to the Lions, though. They don't give a shit who they play. They got some good news that the guy known as Knuckles is coming back, David Montgomery. I still can't believe the idea that 3-4 weeks ago he hurts his knee, and then they take him off the field, and the doctor says, "Oh God, yeah, we got to do surgery. Your knee's all fucked up." And then he goes to another doc, and the doc goes, "No, you don't. You just need to rest it and work it out a little bit. You'll be fine. You'll be playing in a handful of weeks." So you go from one doctor saying, "Oh yeah, season's over. We got to operate on you," to that shit. I mean, I'd say, well, what the fuck? How can we ever trust this guy again if he said we should cut into him and operate on the guy? But nevertheless, trying to stay calm throughout all of this with the Lions. I have found myself just opening up the Bleacher Report app and looking at the standings, just to see them with that plump 15 victories in the win column. God damn, that's intense. You know, Kansas City lost their last game of the year because they didn't play Mahomes or any of the good players in that, because it didn't matter. And but Dan Campbell, he'd argue that does matter. That's when you train your second and third string players to get those NFL reps. Now everybody's going, yeah, now you got to play them. But anyway, Kansas City falls in that finale. So that means the Lions tied for the best record in all of football. Yet we still have Joe Martinez saying that they suck. Or that whatever, they're going to break your heart. I can't not agree with him with the whole business about them losing, because I said to you on this show that the Lions are going to lose their opening playoff game. But you do understand, though, that since I have been announcing that they're going to lose, they have not lost. We're on the same page with that, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Lions will lose one and done in the playoffs. We had some questions on the show because people were like, hey, where the hell's Kenny? Kenny checked in with his weigh-in for the Fat-a-thon on Monday, but he wasn't like here to be part of it. He like just sent the email in, and then we were talking about Jeremy's success at being below 280 for the first time in forever, and about how Amanda is now on board and she's trying to drop weight big time, and her starting weight is coincidentally the same exact weight that Kenny is at right now. 316.8. I don't know if we've said this about how much credit Amanda gets for freely admitting that she's super fluffy. Not everybody can do that. And for some reason, ladies are usually more hesitant to give their weight. But her idea is get it out in the open, and then it's easier to deal with. I think that's the logic. And that's actually pretty smart. And considering it's Amanda, those moments don't happen. So hats off to that. If you are able to stick with this again, stick with this whole program that you're on, you will never be heavier than that, ever. Stick to the plan. It will take many, many days to get in the habit of being a viciously healthy eater, doing the appropriate amount of exercise. Be careful there, girlfriend, as Tony Horton would say. Don't overdo it at first. You can still do this. And this is all in an outstanding effort. Amanda also revealed that she hasn't gotten fresh dick in like 5 years. If you drop 200, you're going to be able to choose from the various black guys in your neighborhood. And I'm excited about that. Of course, you live in Howard City, so I don't know if there's any black people there. You might have to go to another spot for that. But I bring this up because I texted to Kenny, as Rebecca says, once you go black, you don't go back. And she's right. She's right most of the time. She is married to the ultra-sweet Kevin, who is a black man. Pooh Bear went black once. There's a guy named Adam when she was in college. Before I even got there, I was in high school. And, you know, her sophomore and junior years, her feet are in the air every time she turns. Every time you turn around, she's totally nude, the black guy on her. And so then when I show up, I'm a freshman. It's 1988. And, you know, she's still getting taken to Pound Town by this dude. And then I have no idea, but apparently she's attracted to short Armenian men with big noses. Weighing 140 pounds soaking wet, and the rest is history. She did not go back. I mean, she already had gone black, and she did not go back. So that's kind of like bucking the trend. And this guy was fucking darkness. He was black. He was as black as my hoodie here. I mean, the guy was, he looked like those guys that win marathons. I mean, that type of color. Super black. Like fucking John Coffey black. Runner girl Amy says she's a tiny person. Maybe it was too much for her. I don't think so. I think she was down. I think it was, I don't think it was that. I think that's like the one thing that she wished she could have. I forget what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Kenny. So we didn't hear from him Monday. Didn't hear from him Tuesday. That's rare. So what do? I text him. I wrote, "Yo, bitch, where have you been?" He responds with a laughy emoji. And I don't know if I like what I'm hearing. He wrote, "Just taking a break from a few things for a little bit. Be back near the end of the month." Okay, that first line. "Just taking a break from a few things for a little bit." I don't understand. You're taking a break from listening to a podcast, which is part of your quote-unquote few things that you're taking a break from? I'm thoroughly confused. I mean, I could understand. No, I can't. I can't understand. Be back near the end of the month. This tells me he's in jail. That's the only thing I can think of. Because this is like his safe spot. Everybody loves him here. I am thoroughly confused. Now, this could get ugly. Because if you remember, the last correspondence we had was when he told us that he lost, like half a pound. And he reported that for Monday, and then he announced how he'd been eating everything this past week, and he's about to start a new vegetarian-only diet where all he eats is like alfalfa, which sounds ridiculous. I don't know. I just have a feeling that he's going to come back from whatever it is he's talking about, and he's going to weigh 420 pounds. I'm concerned about this. Is there a emoji for confused? I think there is. Because I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Tyler says there are tens of listeners missing him. Well, this is true. All right. Off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Had a bit of a dilemma today. Hot on the heels of scheduling a procedure for Bruce next week at the vet. He's going to get like the tartar taken off his teeth. And there's one of the teeth that's damaged. So they're going to see if they can put a veneer on it. And if not, they got to yank the tooth. So, you know, with the sedation and the time and the care, it's not cheap. But whatever, it has to be done. That's part of owning a pet. But today I'm getting Benny's kidney medicine ready because he's got this tick-borne kidney disease that he's had. And if you don't give him that medicine, then his kidneys don't work right. So he's been on it since we've owned him for years. And we're almost out. So, we try to order it from Chewy, and Chewy says, "Nah, you can't. The prescription's expired." I'm like, "Uh-oh, I know what this is happening. I know what's going on here. This is going to be another expensive phone call." And I was 100% right, because I called up. I go, "Hey, Benny's out of that kidney medicine. Can I pick some up?" And I'm thinking maybe I can sneak one past the goalie. She goes, yeah, no problem. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay, I see. I go, oh, what? What do you see? Yeah, we haven't. Benny's overdue for some things. Fuck. Oh, yeah, he needs Bordetella, distemper, parvo, rabies, dog flu, dog AIDS, dog COVID, dog polio, dog cervical cancer. He's a boy. Don't worry about that one. We got to do a fecal exam, heartworm, flea tick, ear check, trim nails. I'm like, oh, fuck. I had no idea. Yeah, yeah, you got to. And then after that, then we'll go ahead and, you know, give you the medicine. I go, perfect. Yeah. Now, what I want to say is, fuck that shit. Give me the medicine. That's not happening. I go, yeah, of course. Oh. And this always works out this way. Not always, but a lot. About 30 seconds before I made that phone call, I checked my inbox. And I just had a sponsor renew some marketing. And so they're spending some money on the podcast. And I go, oh, nice. I love it when I can just open up an email and voila. We're signing up for marketing. I'm like, yes, fuck, hey, I'm living right. And the amount that they're going to spend is probably going to be maybe $80 more than the vet bill. And the amount that they were going to spend is going to be more than $1,000. Fuck! Now, I love my pets. Wouldn't have it any other way. And I don't ever argue. I always defer to the vet. Because I trust them. Always. They say you need this, I do it. There's a fine line between care and unnecessary care. And they have never gone over unnecessary care. They've always been so upfront with me. I love them to death. Even with zero unnecessary care, pets are thousands of dollars a year if you have multiples. Now, you don't think of that when the dog is at your door. You just don't. Benny, though, I had to kind of like get used to him. At first, I did not want Benny, the one-eyed wonder dog. You know? I wasn't interested at all in Benny. And then as I got to know him a little bit, I was like, all right, this is my dog. Nobody is going to adopt this dog. Because that was the original plan. Get somebody to adopt Benny. That obviously didn't happen. And I'm glad. I'm glad. At the time, nobody's going to adopt a dog that is heartworm positive, tick-borne kidney disease, malnourished, and has one eye. And then I finally realized that. I go, all right, you're mine. I didn't ask for Benny. Jackie just brought him into our home, and then that's the end of it. That was dog number four. Now, after we lost after we lost Daisy, I could have just said, all right, that's enough. Let's allow this process to work. And let's slowly over time, we'll stay with two dogs. Did we? Fuck no. Because 1 week after Daisy passed away, Pooh Bear is sending me pictures of puppy Darla. I'm like, oh my God. And I don't ever think about vets. I love the dog so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been too long since we heard from Gunner.
He's Benny the Wonder Dog, Benny the Wonder Dog, Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog, yeah. Benny the One-Eyed Dog. Wonder Dog. Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog. Don't you want him? Say, stupid fucking hippie. Take a shower, hippie. Smelly shit, hippie. Dirty fucking hippie.
Thank you, Gunner. So I said, all right, I've got like 3 days worth of medicine. Let's do it 3 p.m. today. Money comes and goes so quickly in this house. That's okay. That's okay. Take it as it comes. You'll be fine. Speaking of getting in shape and working out, yesterday was the first day in a while that I've eaten clean. Okay, that's hard. We all know. But when I'm doing P90X, if I'm not eating clean, it's just not right. You're just getting strong but staying fat and gross. And I don't want to be strong but disgusting. I want to be strong and healthy from the inside out. That's what I'm shooting for. So yesterday was a strong day. I feel great about it. I'm going to work every minute that I can to replicate it. I've got my to-go food. I've got my hard-boiled eggs. I've got my cottage cheese. I've got my protein shakes. I've got my vegetables to eat and snack on. I've got my tuna fish. Holy shit. My little protein bar ready to go. It is a real struggle if you let your guard down even for a little bit. I have to start the day every day with, I'm going to eat appropriately today. That's it. If I don't say that and if I don't focus on it, like reminding myself throughout the day, at some point I'm going to walk downstairs and the next thing I know I got 5 handfuls of chips going into my mouth. Aram says, the funniest thing Kenny said last week was, quote, the little bit that is left of me in that character you have made. I'll have to take your word for it because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Aram said the guys, I guess Freebird Outwings, used to make so much fun of him that he ate all day while on the radio. Jeremy says, I'm the same way, EZ. Every day I have to consciously tell myself, don't eat like a dick today. Self. So true. So incredibly true. But yesterday was a day when I'm working like my shoulders, so like dumbbells over my head, and then also like my biceps, so I'm doing curls, and then triceps where I'm, you know, putting the, and it's such a bitch. Fuck. It's not as bad as some of the other days. And then you finish it, though, with Ab Ripper X, which is, I can't stress enough. I've said it every day since I started doing it. It's 15 minutes. Well, when the exercise start on the clock, it says 15:49, and it finishes with about 90 seconds left for, like, to stretch out. So you're looking at the ballpark of 15 minutes of horror, of so much discomfort. There's no easy way out on this deal. But the dick, Tony Horton, he does 25 reps of each one of these exercises. I'm up to 22. So when I hit 22, I stop, and then him and the crew do 3 more, which takes no time. But that's like a short amount of time for me to go, okay, oh, fuck, shit, oh, my God. All right, let's start the next one. And then you just do all these different exercises. And they're an absolute bitch. Oh, shit. It's like constantly feeling like someone's punching you in the stomach. It's that intense. It's like 15 minutes of someone punching you in the stomach. Son of a bitch. Today is a Big Fraud Wednesday. At 6 p.m., we will start with another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Featured in the episode, we will review a game that the gang played. I know they love playing games, and there's been a lot of people beating them up on it online about that exact thing for some time. And it's always games, games, games. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. And they started off the year 2025. The first segment was not this game. The second segment is this game. And the game is called, I swear to God, Penis, Vagina, Rectum. And all it is Greg is saying out loud random shit that he pulled from some source that supposedly in 2025 were removed from either a penis, a rectum, or a vagina medically. And I know for a fact that that's bullshit. It's just made up shit. These things really weren't pulled out of these body parts. They may have, but not according to this list. So you got just like wild shit. And so Greg will say, you know, pair of glasses. And then each person goes, penis or rectum or vagina. And then Greg goes, it's the penis. Hey, you get a point. Ding, ding, ding. Yay. That's like a huge portion. It's a whole segment. And they went ahead and this goes on and on and on for like 15, 20 minutes. But I went ahead and edited it so that it's more of an idea of what they're shooting for, because there was a lot of conversation in between each one of these. Nothing that led to anything interesting, but this is an idea.
I will give you the item. You tell me if it was taken out of a penis, a vagina, or a rectum. One AirPod.
Penis.
Rectum.
Penis.
Penis.
Metal tube.
Penis again.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Penis.
It's the penis.
Xylophone mallet.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Rectum.
Rectum.
Rectums have it. Microchip.
Vagina.
Rectum.
Rectum.
Penis.
Vagina. Bag of soil. Where was a bag of soil
come on.
Found?
That's just a sample. Holy shit. I also added a new clip to the Kelly Weirdo Noise montage.
Okay. 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 Okay.
We now have 12 seconds of Kelly Cheese Weirdo Noise.
Costa Rica. Oh,
this is so cute. Oh, they love you so much. They kiss the color of you.
Cream cheese.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Come on, man. Tyler says it's as if children are running that show. They think it's hilarious to say words like penis and vagina on the radio. Exactly. It's stupid.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I was accused of being an idiot, but that is so idiotic. I mean, that's just dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, Slob from Down Under is back. Welcome to you. This is the lovely soul from Tasmania. It's been way too long. You have any idea how badly we wanted you to be on this show? All these losers from the United States, and we get this exotic person from Tasmania by way of Yugoslavia. Slav says, nice work, mate. I can't believe you remember me. Well, I mean, Jesus, there's 40 people watching. I know everybody here. You're like the newcomer. So look, let me ask you something, Slav. You're from Yugoslavia, but you live in Tasmania. So when you talk, do you sound like you're speaking English with an Australian accent or that part of the world? Or do you sound like a Yugoslavian speaking English with a Yugoslavian type of accent? You know what I mean? Are you speaking broken English and you sound like you're from Yugoslavia? Or do you sound, have you lived down under long enough that you sound like, you know, Steve Irwin or Crocodile Dundee? Slav says, oh, stop it. Then Slav says, you are making me moister than the oyster. And it's described as Yugo-Australian. All right. Cole asks, what time is it where you are, Slav? I think it's 3 a.m. there. I think that that's what is indicated. You're up very late then. Are you bombed? Are you shit-faced or something? What's going on? Why the hell are you up so late? You need your rest. God damn it. This is ridiculous. You're up 3 a.m. talking to some asshole in the middle of the United States. And this ragtag bunch of live stream audience members. And by the way, you got to take this clip of me talking about you and pass it along to your friends. We need more people from faraway places listening to this show or watching it. Slav says, no, I'm not drunk. My schedule is stuffed. All right. Your pal Kenny, who you spoke to, I guess, on Discord, we don't know where he is. He's MIA. We're not sure what happened to him, but we're hoping to get him back here very soon. We were concerned that maybe he, like, scared you off. Slav says, should we summon him? Well, I texted him today, and I could not reach him. Bob says, isn't it also Thursday, January 9th there too? Yes, that is true. It is Thursday the 9th. Aram notes that on a recent Reddit post again, there's a bunch of comments regarding the Zane era. As much as they supposedly hate him, they can't let go of him. Look, the fact of the matter is, even when I was on the air there, there was a lot of people that gave me shit. I mean, I had a lot of people, as many people that disliked me as liked me. But, you know, at no point, if I was there, would I have allowed a segment where Greg would say, magic marker, and then we have to announce whether it got stuck in a penis, an asshole, or a vagina. That is the dumbest thing ever. And the bit was a pile of shit. It was terrible. And Ben and I will break it down coming up tonight when we do Who Are These Free Beers? Episode number 40. Holy fuck. You can get it on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Slav says, Kenny and I, we had a chat. He is a legend. I donate my body to him. I don't know if you want to say that. He's going to end up banging on your door. Be careful. All right. So we've got a bunch of people here, 38 of you to be precise, and a soul from Tasmania. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, as always. For those of you who are listening or watching on Facebook, I'm going to send you on your way, that is. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, patreon.com/Eric Zane for Who Are These Free Beers in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, Eric@EricZaneShow.com. I always love the correspondence. Thank you so much. If you want to watch the rest of this free show on Twitch, that's where you have to go, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. And follow me on Twitch and subscribe if you like. That way, if you're subscribed, you can get it minus commercials from Twitch. And you can do that free when you link up your Amazon Prime account. It's all there at twitch.tv/EricZaneLive, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If your car is out of whack, your EV, your hybrid, think about Irvine's. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Top of the line place to get your vehicle repaired. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I got to take Maddie's sled over there. This is a pain in the ass. The thing that you put the windshield wiper fluid in? So if you put like the windshield wiper fluid in it, she goes, "Hey, Dad, I go to wash a windshield. It doesn't work." I go, "Huh." So I go in there and push a button and nothing comes out. She goes, I filled up the fluid thing too. I go, "Oh, fuck, this sounds complex. I don't know what to tell you." So I look and I pour some fluid in there and it's empty. And you know where this is going. And then I go to get in the car and then it's still nothing. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So then I look under the car and everything that I poured in is now out on the pavement. There's a hole in the fucking thing. So as I'm pouring it in, it's pouring out. So then I went ahead and I go, "How hard can this be?" And I do this all the time when it comes to cars. I look up the make and model. It's a Hyundai lesbian car. You look that up. And I don't even know what it's called. Veloster? And I put in the details about it, and there's a video. And it's always a bummer because if the video is like 90 seconds long, I'm thinking, "Oh, cool, easy fix, you know?" But no, it's long as shit. It's like a 25-minute video. And it starts with, take off all of this shit underneath the hood. Then you got to turn the wheel hard to one side and take off this thing on the inside of the wheel well. And then you got to have like five people and three different sets of hands and holy shit and unscrew this. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." So I go, "Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to call Megan. She'll just take care of it for me at Irvine's." Chris says that on the Reddit subject of Free Beer and Hot Wings, he says, "They've talked about how much cleaner the show is now without Zane." Oh, I see. Are you talking about the audience has talked about that or Greg and Chris? I've talked about that. It must be the audience. And yet everything is penises and vaginas and Free Beer Maitland and Kelly's sex lives. Yeah, it's true, but it's still stupid. The one thing that it has to be, whether it's poo-poo, pee-pee, caca talk or not, is either interesting, compelling, or funny. And it's not. It's not any of those things. It's shit. These shows are so bad and so hard to listen to. Just stupid. Stupid is not a good thing. All right? If I can sit here and talk to you about whatever, it might not be funny as anything. It might be just interesting. But if it's stupid, you're going to let me know. And I'm going to be like, "Oh, God, they're right. Oh, shit, I suck so bad." You know, you have that sensibility. Greg would never have done a dumb thing like that in the past. It's only now that he does stupid shit. Second segment of the new year, he's talking about shit stuck in dicks, assholes, and pussies. God damn. And it wasn't funny. It was boring. And that's what David says. All that sounds boring as shit. Truly is. What the fuck was I going to talk about? Oh, I'm sorry. I was in the middle of a sponsor read. Thank you as well to my friend. I got a lot today. Business has been brisk lately. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 sponsors on today's show. Okay, that's good. That's why I'm spacing them out as best as I can. Kuiper Tree Care. Call on Kuiper Tree Care. If you got a tree down, if you've got some storm debris cleanup, tree risk assessment, stump grinding, obviously is not nearly as much work going on this time of year, but it does happen. I guess it depends on if there's trees falling throughout the neighborhood and whatnot. But it's important that I remind you about Kuiper Tree Care. They can give you an estimate on any type of work that you want done. Tree pruning, they do it all. Kuiper, treecare.com. KuiperTreeCare.com. You can also call them at 616 or text 828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. This is Ben. He runs the show. He says, hi, my name is Ben Kuiper. I'm a certified arborist who's been in the tree business for over 12 years. I was born and raised in Jenison, Michigan. I live there still today, working outdoors and enjoying God's creation has been a wonderful blessing for me over the years. Now I am happy to provide personal, honest, and professional tree care to the Grand Rapids area. I'm pretty sure that after he cuts down your tree, he might even say a prayer with you on the front lawn to the fallen limb. Fully insured to give you peace of mind. They are the best at Kuiper Tree Care. Prayers are free at Kuiper Tree Care. Okay. Bob talks about Kelly's gender reveal party she's going to throw for her dog. I don't know what that means. Maureen says, is her dog pregnant? Bob says, what about a hands-in pic on the Kuiper Tree Care website? You know, you see those stock images, everybody's hands on top of each other to signify teamwork. Tag Accounting has one of those on their website. Bob with a decent joke. Where's the hands-in pic with missing fingers on each hand? All right. And one more since I have so many. I know. My friends at TC Paintball are inviting you to book a TC Paintball party. Go to tcpaintballgr.com for more details. If you are in West Michigan or even far away from West Michigan, make TC Paintball a destination for fun. Call them up. You book a few hours of time. You walk in wearing some crappy clothes because they might get dirty. And you sign the waiver. You get the gun. You get the paint. You get the mask. You get the field time, referees watching over your gameplay, and it's just so much fun. Outstanding for workplace team building, maybe a bachelor party. They have kids youth leagues available where they use the weaponry that is not as high impact. Another day where I will try to reach out to Rick from TC Paintball. I haven't talked to him in so long, not for lack of trying, but I really want to get his thoughts on the Lions because he is as big of a Lions fan as I am, you know? So do you hear what he says about this?
Hello, Eric.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Oh, I want you to know that I'm not prepared for this conversation. My hands are dirty. I'm in the middle of something, but I'm like, you know what? I have put him off for way too long. We need to talk.
No. That's totally fine. I just need to know what's going through your brain as the Lions have won 15 fucking games, Rick. This is insane.
Man, just to hear it, it puts chills down my spine. It makes a little hair stand up on end on my neck. You know what I mean? It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It's, you know, I expected, you know, come on, we've been Lions fans for decades. And I expected at some point through the regular season for what we would consider a traditional Lions collapse, mistake, shortcoming, give it away.
Right. And same old Lions.
It just hasn't happened. You know, with the injuries to defense, the injury to Montgomery, the injuries to the offensive line, and then, you know, Minnesota's coming in and Minnesota's touting that, you know, 14-win record as well. I watched that game, you know, expecting something huge to happen in the third quarter, traditionally when the Lions, you know, struggle with their play calling, expecting, you know, Darnold to catch fire because he's been on fire all season long.
Yeah.
Expected all that shit to happen, and just none of it did.
No.
They stood up when they needed it. They had turnovers in the red zone. They had stops, fourth down stops. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it, you know?
Yeah, out of all the great wins that they've had, because, you know, we've kind of seen all types this year, this is one that I could never possibly forget it because of what was on the line. It was outstanding, and I can't say enough about them. I mean, now people are starting to say things like Mark Schlereth said, the Lions played hard with all their starters against San Francisco, and that's starting to look like it was actually a good move because you got all these backups who were playing meaningful downs, and it may have helped them actually in that mindset for the game against the Vikings.
You know, anytime we've seen it a lot this year, but anytime a starter goes down on a team that I'm watching, whether it be the Lions this year or any other team that I like, when a starter goes down, they always zoom in on that backup coming in. They kind of give you the stats, how many games he started, how many games he's played, any other stats that are pertinent there. And you see that guy, and you're like, well, hopefully he's better for it, right? Because at any time, we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about, you know, even the worst teams in the league have some of the best athletes in the world on them. So anybody can show up and, you know, quote unquote, show out at any time. You're always hoping for that. But yeah, that in-game experience, you can't recreate. And once you get it, and you kind of start building the muscle memory or the timing, the pace of the game, that you're going to be better for it. Are you going to be as good as a starter? Who the hell knows? Every situation is different. But, yeah, those reps are super important. And that's always what I'm hoping when that guy comes in. I'm like, well, you know, instead of having five good offensive linemen, maybe we'll end up with seven.
Right. Well, that's what everybody's thinking. So that was gigantic. I mean, seriously. And then Dan Campbell's locker room speeches. I don't know if you've been seeing. Have you been keeping up on those?
I don't search them out. They'll end up in front of me and I'll watch them.
Okay.
And, you know, I can't watch, you know, ESPN talking heads anymore because they say the same shit.
Yeah.
Athletes games say the same shit. And if you want to watch sports for a long time, you're like, all right, I get it. Put your best foot forward and next man up and all these cliches. So I don't want to take too much in that. You know, I run a couple teams and you know, we do those pregame chants and, you know, try to get people fired up. And I can only put so much stake in those. You know, most of what's going to allow you to win or lose in any competition is how much you prepared for it. And I just think that he's a really, really good preparer of the team as well. He, you know, they obviously, when they come out with some trick play, and they do it just about every week, it runs with precision. They're prepared to run that play. It's not just a joke. I remember being in high school, we ran a trick play one time in a big game, and I wanted to see the play. I'm playing on the line, and I wanted to watch the play. I swung my head around, and guess why the play didn't work?
Because you were watching. Yes.
Those guys prepared.
I can't imagine little Rick playing football.
That's what started my love for sports and competition, man. When I got out of high school and I couldn't do it anymore, I needed something. I ended up playing paintball.
Rick, audience members want to know if you got a puppy yet.
No puppy yet. We had a lot of traveling and shit going on for the holidays. My wife just this week applied for a couple of those adoption places where they got to do a background check.
Yeah.
She submitted her application for those. So as soon as we find one at one of those places, you know, there's always a 2-week wait if you don't have that background check done. So we're going to be pre-cleared for that. And she wanted to go look at a dog this week. And I told her, without the background check, fall in love with something and not be able to bring it home. So I talked her out of that. But I told you before, we're close. We are close. It's going to happen. We just haven't put ourselves in front of a puppy yet. Because as soon as you do, you know, the relationship starts.
And then you're going to throw it off the roof and try to drown it, right?
Got to learn it. You know what I mean? You got to learn that dog.
Linda, Maureen, they all love you very much. They're not saying any rude comments whatsoever in the chat about you right now.
I can't imagine that would happen. They're good souls.
Rick, thank you for taking the time as always.
I apologize for not being more available. It's not on purpose.
Fuck off.
Bye.
All right. So, friend of the show, Bob Kaser. Voice of the Grand Rapids Griffins. I've known Bob for 20 years, more than 20 years. And as the years went on, the Red Wings have said, hey, we need you to fill in on the radio. There's a guy that does the Red Wings games, Ken Cal, and Bob and him are actually pretty tight. And so whenever Ken has like something he can't work, Bob goes to Detroit and does the Wings game. So that's awesome. The Wings, by the way, have now won 5 in a row. Last night, they won in overtime on a Patrick Kane goal off the faceoff. So that's good because they just fired their coach, who was a piece of shit, and they brought in this new guy who I guess everybody loves because the new guy lost his first game, and now he's won 5 in a row. Well, anyway, Bob, the Red Wings called Bob and said, hey, we need you on TV tonight. So Bob's like, fuck yes. So he would be, normally it's Ken Daniels and Mickey Redmond. Ken's, Daniels is out for whatever fucking reason. So Bobby is on TV on Bally Sports. So I'm sitting there walking by and I see the game and I go, and Pooh Bear is watching. I go, is that Bob? She goes, yeah. I go, why didn't you tell me? She goes, well, it's just, I mean, I go, he's never done a TV game. This is a first. She goes, oh, really? I go, yeah. So I'm gonna share some of Bob doing the game with you. This is from the game.
Between the band, legs pass for Sider. Sider now gives the puck to Larkin. He walks in a shot. A great glove save by Forsberg.
Now, this is an overtime.
There's a replay on my monitor, and he wanted me to touch his dick, maybe to go in the next.
Did Mickey just say he wanted him to touch his dick?
He wanted me to touch his dick, maybe.
Oh, no, he said stick, but it sure sounded like he wanted me to touch his dick.
He's looking at the replay on my monitor, and he wanted me to touch his dick.
This game winning goal. 88, outside of the circle there, he's going to get the pass off the faceoff.
Win the next.
Here's Kane off the draw. Look at his shot. Score! Patrick Kane, and it's 5 in a row for the Red Wings, and this place is delirious.
That's exciting. Yeah, if the Lions, with their success, if it's followed up by success from the Red Wings, fuck yes. Tyler says he can't stand Ken Cal. Have you lost your mind? Tyler also says, dumb fuck Huge said coaching was not the problem with the Red Wings when they lost his first game and they've only won since then. Well, Huge is a moron. Rebecca says it was very cool to hear him on the TV broadcast. He's a natural at it. Tyler says that Ken Cal's goal calls make me cringe. No, man, come on. Now I'm going to be listening for it. And you're going to make a hater out of me. I don't want that. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.